Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I'm Dave, and we're here with Dan again.
Hello, hello.
It is Saturday, September 17th. It's actually been a pretty long time between shows.
Yeah,
I was informed of this from one of the guys at work. He said, when are you doing a podcast? It's already been 2 weeks since everything settled down. It has not.
And it has, hasn't it?
It
technically.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's been what? Labor Day was the last time we did one.
Right, yep.
So it's been a while. But, you know, we needed a little break because we were all finishing up on our fantasy football drafts, and we need a little decompression time from that, I think. Is that how we should say this?
Yeah, let's say it that way.
And speaking of drafts, my very last draft, not the one that I auto-drafted in because no one ever told me when the draft was.
Right.
But the draft that I took part in from work, the guy who's complaining about we haven't had a podcast pulled one of the biggest never do this at a draft moves ever.
Which one?
Well,
he had a list of them last time.
This is the guy that wants the draft board up even though everybody's on a computer so that you can put stickers on the board.
I like that idea. I'm an old school guy.
Well,
I like that.
Well, this time, every time somebody made a pick, he would, what position does he play? So he could mark him off on his list. It would be like, I'll take Aaron Rodgers. What position? Give me a name and a position.
Like, oh my God. I was in a draft that was similar to that.
Yeah.
You were supposed to, they actually were, some of the, I'm going to be, because the
they're gonna know who you're talking
well,
about.
Well, no, I'm going to get the hate mail from the women here because most of the time it was women. They kept saying, you need to say the player's name, the position, and who he plays for.
No.
And I'm like, seriously? If I say Aaron Rodgers, you guys don't know who Aaron Rodgers is?
Right.
What position he plays for?
And the scary thing about this, I don't know if this says something about me and the rest of the guys in the league, but the guy that didn't know which position these players played.
Right.
Won the league 2 years ago.
And I tried to explain that to my wife the other day, too, that yes, you and I are professionals at this, but anybody can win a league. It's all luck.
So don't forget to check out the website, www.mycffl.com. Everything we talk about today is going to be on that website, including this next little bit, because we have a giveaway contest that we're starting today.
I know. I'm so excited about this.
This is your chance to win your very own your very own copy of Madden 2017 as a gift from us at the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All you need to do, and this goes along with how to get the podcast, go to your favorite podcast
app,
Podcast Addict, Podcast Republic, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever it is. And all you need to do, subscribe to the podcast, fill out a comment on the podcast. And it doesn't have to be, don't think you have to like,
kiss our butt.
Yeah, shine our butts and give us all kinds of compliments. Good, bad, ugly, it doesn't matter. Make a comment, include your email address and your name, and we'll put you in the drawing for the copy of Madden 2017.
Yeah.
This is going to run for 2 weeks, so you have 2 weeks to get this done. So you have until October 1st when we do our October 1st podcast. We will do the drawing right on the air, right from the little bucket of magic, all the names that we have in there. So, and if you don't want to do a comment on the podcast site, all you have to do, you can send us an email. All emails will be included in the drawing also.
That's right. And now if anybody doesn't want the Madden 2017 and they want the, what I suggested, the autograph photos of Dave and I. You can have that, too.
We might just include them anyway. And there, too, if you already, because I know we're doing this a little bit late. We're a little bit behind the times on this drawing because the game's been out for a while. If you already have the game, we'll get in contact with you if you're the winner. And if you want something, if you want a different thing, if you want just like the gift card for the same amount of money for your favorite little GameStop or whatever it's called or whatever, we'll make it work. And that goes for Xbox, it goes for PlayStation, whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
It's our gift to you, the winner. So, again, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. Make sure you include your name and your email address. Or, if you don't want to do it that way, you can send us an email. CFFLcommissioner@zoho.com. Or you can send one to Dan at...
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
And like I've said, all reviews, emails, good, bad, indifferent, that are received prior to October 1st, 2016, will be entered into the drawing. Drawing will be held on the October 1st podcast. And again, mention your email address. Otherwise, there's no way we can get a hold of you. Sound like a plan?
Definitely.
On today's show, news and notes, we're going to give you the top performing week one fantasy players, along with the must-starts and the guys you should just forget about and leave on your bench this week. We're going to do some sports investing.
Yeah.
I put a lot of money down this week.
Yeah.
$75, all in $5 bets.
You had a lot of college games.
They just seem so simple to me this week, and I don't know why. I'm probably going to get my butt kicked on them.
And that's the scary thing.
That's the scary thing. And then we have a fantasy girl, Dan's opportunity to ring the bell.
I cannot wait.
On something other than a rainbow bet that might happen or not.
Am I going to know this girl?
You should.
Ooh, you didn't sound very confident.
Well, I don't know. She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Did you see the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues?
I have in the past, so am I...
This year's?
No.
Oh. Well, you'll like her.
Okay.
Fantasy Girl of the Week coming up later on. Again, check out the website, mycffl.com. Should we just get to the news and get this done with?
Let's get this going.
All right, here we go. As we're doing this, I realize we're going to have the siren in here. Should we do that first?
Sure, let's do
it. And then get into the news after that?
Because there's been some...
There's a lot of injuries, so here comes the ambulance. Okay, we got that over. I shortened it for your wife.
I like that.
Our number one fan can enjoy it.
That's right.
Another setback for Keenan Allen. This hurts you bad, I know.
Yeah, I have.
You hated this.
Yes.
After missing much of last season with that lacerated kidney, he's going to miss the rest of this season with a torn ACL. Another ACL tear that happened in a non-contact injury, not even anywhere near the ball.
So what do you think this is going to do for this guy's future? I mean, he just had
that
big contract.
The lacerated kidney has had nothing to do with the football injury, right? That was just something. I don't. Maybe it was from football, but I mean, this. It didn't seem to hurt all the other guys. I mean, as long as they can come back, he's a good receiver. So,
right.
I can't imagine it's going to hurt him that bad.
I hope not.
Because he's on my team and he's a keeper.
That's right. Exactly.
Someone needs to teach Robert Griffin how to slide or protect his body a little better. He suffered a significant shoulder injury on Sunday, and the Browns have placed him on the IR with a designation to return, I believe.
And why do they want him to return?
I don't know, because you were the one that's putting out this thought that they're trying to lose the season, right?
Yeah, I feel like they're being the Philadelphia 76ers and...
Yeah. Going for that first pick.
They want the kid out of Clemson.
Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Oh, that might not be... Well, that'd be the smartest move these guys would ever make.
Yeah, but I don't think it is because Watson kind of reminds me a little bit of RG3, I think. a lot of talent, but
he's got a little more humbleness to him.
Okay.
He's got a lot of talent, but he doesn't. Doesn't RG3 seem like a run first guy to you?
Oh,
and then throw the ball if he has to.
You don't think that Watson is the same?
I guess I'd have to watch him a little more. I don't. I'm trying to remember back to the championship game last season.
He ran the ball,
yeah,
quite a bit.
Maybe he is the same without the cornrows and the.
Oh, don't get me started on the cornrows.
The mistress's name on his arm. I don't know. Russell Wilson reportedly has a pretty badly sprained ankle from the game against the Dolphins last Sunday. And it's apparently so badly sprained that he might miss the game this weekend. They still don't know if he's going to play.
Wow, I did not hear that.
Yep. Against the Rams, who, I mean, if you're unaware, they're from Los Angeles, the Rams.
I think I have heard that.
And did you notice what is the Fox primetime game that's usually reserved for the Cowboys?
It's now the Rams.
It's the Rams and Seahawks this weekend.
And wouldn't you think they'd learn from last week's game that...
Just because they're from Los Angeles.
They're not a lot of fun to watch.
They were horrible. So I read this article and thought it was an injury, but apparently it's not. Gary Barnage had a case of the drops in Sunday's game against the Eagles. I thought the drops was some kind of rectal problem. But apparently he just can't catch the ball. So anyways, Demaryius Thomas.
I think he's going to have a better game, though, this week.
I hope so. Demaryius Thomas underwent it. Oh, speaking of Gary Barnage, I forgot to. I had a trade offer. Wait, no, I was going to trade you Gary Barnage, wasn't
you
I?
You did. We did.
All right. So I sent you the trade offer that I had with in one of my other leagues, didn't I?
Yes.
Where I got. This is auto draft league.
The auto draft league.
Where I'm trying to get my team a little better. So I wanted to get rid of Ezekiel Elliott, and I needed a quarterback.
Oh, yes, you desperately needed a quarterback.
So I got an offer, and you told me to take the offer because the running back, or no, because I didn't need the receiver.
Right, you had plenty of that same receiver.
So it cost me Ezekiel Elliott and Alshon Jeffrey, and I got in return Todd Gurley, Phillip Rivers, and because the other guy needed to cut an extra player.
Oh, this you didn't tell me.
You know, I got Steve Smith.
Oh, that's right. You did say.
So I gave up two kids for retirement home people.
Well, except
and
for Gurley.
Todd Gurley.
And Todd Gurley.
But, so anyways.
Let's talk about this. I think Gurley is a better running back than Elliott.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got a year under his belt where he's done something.
Right. I mean, Elliott's going to hit
the wall.
The wall.
That rookie wall come week 10.
And plus the fact that Dallas probably isn't going to be
horrible.
Right.
And it's not a keeper league, so it doesn't really matter for next year.
Right.
So it's not like I'm going to be losing Ezekiel Elliott when the team is any good, if they ever get good again.
And Phillip Rivers is definitely an upgrade.
Yeah, because I had Flacco and Andy Dalton.
Right.
Cut Joe Flacco.
I think that's a good pick, too.
For Phillip Rivers.
I would agree.
Okay. All right. So then the deal actually was pretty fair. Worried about it because I don't like either Ezekiel Elliott or Todd Gurley necessarily.
Or Alshon Jeffrey.
Well, but I got rid of Alshon.
Right.
So that's fine. Another cancer off my team. But anyways, back to the news. Demaryius Thomas underwent an MRI on his hip after the Broncos game against the Panthers last week, in which he injured his hip. He's supposed to play this week, but they don't know how much or if he's going to be able to be productive at all. So for all you Demaryius Thomas owners out there, you might want to be careful. And this obviously makes Cody Latimer the next in line.
Yeah, but
if you can pick him up off your waiver wire for a week if you need somebody. You shouldn't need anybody right now.
You shouldn't need anybody right now.
Unless you have Keenan Allen and Demaryius Thomas on your team.
Yeah, then maybe.
Take a chance on Cody. If you have Julius Thomas on your roster, you should be fine this week. He has been announced that he's going to play after his injured ankle.
She'll be fine.
Yep. This goes against the annual Julius Thomas injury update where he always hurts himself and doesn't play. Back to Robert Griffin. His injury, he fractured his coracoid bone. Now, I'm not a doctor, but that's got to be something in the shoulder, right?
What makes you think?
Well, because they said he injured his shoulder.
Well, I know, but what out of coracoid, do you
say? Coracoid, if I'm even pronouncing that right.
And yeah. Isn't that just a fancy, I mean, it says clavicle, right?
Well, maybe that's the fancy name for clavicle?
Well,
the clavicle, maybe it's a part of the clavicle.
I never stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. Yeah,
never. There was way too much schooling involved to become a doctor. Sammy Watkins is still feeling pain in his foot that was broken last season. X-rays were taken on his surgically repaired foot after he suffered severe discomfort. He was told he will have to play through the pain. The Bills said they could shut Watkins down for several weeks, depending on how the foot responds, which brings up another trade offer I had.
Yes, you did.
This is the podcast Dynasty League. Andrew from Canada.
That's the problem. It's from Canada.
He offered me, he wanted Derrick Henry and my first round pick for Watkins and his fourth. I had to turn it down. I tried to go back and change up the draft picks and get a different player because I'm not interested in Watkins at all. He just seems like he's going to be injury problems all season long. But I knew this wasn't going to go anywhere when he sent me a response saying Sammy Watkins is better than Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that.
I couldn't. I mean, Andrew, I love you, but I can't do that.
Yeah. I don't know how you can't. I mean, Derrick Henry's going to be, for a dynasty league, is.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be there for years. Sammy Watkins is going to. The only thing you're going to be hearing about him for years is his foot injury.
Still,
I mean,
bad.
Did you see him in Thursday's game? I mean, as horrible as that Rams game was last Monday night.
The Thursday game was.
Oh, Buffalo and the Jets. Oh, my God. There's no way those Ryans make it through. What should we say? Over, under, game four, they're fired. What do you think?
Both of them?
Well, I think if one goes, the other goes. They got to be like a completed set, right? They already got rid of the defensive coordinator? No, offensive coordinator. Offensive coordinator.
Right.
They cut on Monday.
I don't think Rex Ryan's going to get fired this year.
You don't think so?
No.
I think this might be a rainbow bet because their next games, they have.
Well, then I'm going to take the bet you put out there because game four, I guarantee you.
Because that's New England. And then they got Arizona this coming week.
Right. That's going to be a loss.
And New England.
This is going to be a loss.
Then Rex Ryan gets fired Monday.
Wow.
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
You just want to ring the bell?
I just want to ring the bell.
I'll say both Ryans are gone on the Monday after the New England Patriot loss.
I'll take that bet.
All right. I
couldn't find my bell.
All right, I'll have to put that up on the website. Both Ryans are gone after week four.
Wow. That's...
That's going. Can I make a bet on that?
That is a bold prediction. I'm telling you right now.
Jaguar running back Chris Ivory, who missed Sunday's game because
of what?
It's something with his legs. I heard. Woke up in the morning and was in so much pain, he rushed himself to the hospital.
Because all they keep saying is it's an illness.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's something different. All the guys on Fox. NFL Sunday, we're talking that it was something with his legs. And who knows, maybe it's some illness. I don't know. Can there be an illness where your legs aren't? Again, I'm not a doctor. But from what I read, he was reportedly suffering from calf soreness. He was released from the hospital on Tuesday and is said to be doing well. There's no timetable for his return to action, although he was back with the team.
That makes T.J. Yeldon look pretty good as a starter.
Oh, God, yeah. And you're a lucky boy again.
That's right.
And this one hurts me.
Uh-oh.
Word is there's still no decision as to whether or not Rob Gronkowski owners out there will have him for their starting lineup this weekend. And since I'm not going to be home for the first games on Sunday, I need to make a decision before I go to bed tonight. So, cut up sleeves guy over there in New England.
Oh.
Decide whether or not this goofball is going to play, because I'm 0-1, and I don't like it.
If you're asking me, I think you...
Because I'm playing you.
Oh, are you really?
Yes. Yes, I'm playing you.
Now anything I say is probably just...
You should keep Gronkowski in there.
Yes, actually, I'm going to play... Yeah, the reverse psychology on you here.
The reports coming out of the Patriots camp is that he's still not 100%, and the signs seem to be pointing to him not being able to play again this week. That's not good when you only have 13 weeks in a season in fantasy football, and you count on him for... a good number of your points, Rob.
I wouldn't start him, Dave. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, I'm. You're probably right. I think I'm going to have to take him out.
I mean, he's got the injury is the problem. And,
yes.
And Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. And,
is the problem.
He's got Garoppolo throwing to him if he's not 100%. So he goes out there and he catches a pass or two. And then he's just not feeling 100%. Then they take him out. You're still screwed.
Right.
And it's not like I don't have studs on my team that I can replace them with.
Ooh, I'm scared.
All right, maybe he will, maybe he won't. Either way, he isn't talking about it anymore, even though he has said he said something to someone.
Okay.
And this story wouldn't be out there if he didn't say that. But Larry Fitzgerald, retiring after this season.
Didn't he just sign a...
He signed a... Well, and remember we were talking about this? Because him and Carson Palmer signed extensions, correct?
Right.
And I said, because this happened to me on Madden 2016. I signed Eddie Lacy in the fifth season that I was playing on Madden 16.
Okay.
Signed Eddie Lacy to a four-year extension. A little son of a bitch retired on me. Pissed me off. I lost all kinds of guaranteed money.
That's crazy.
Same thing happened with Clay Matthews. So this is it happens in real life. He's telling friends that he's not going to be back next year.
Well, and this was right after the game?
They were talking about during the game.
During the game.
In fact, okay. I heard right at the beginning of the game that he mentioned that he's not going to be back next year, although he's not going to talk about it anymore this season.
That's a good man right there.
All right, question for you.
Okay.
Is Jay Ajayi falling out of favor in Miami?
Yes.
You think so? Think it's going to be Arian Foster this year?
Well, until Arian gets hurt.
And then Jay Ajayi will be fine.
Yeah, then he looks really good.
He didn't even travel with the team for the Dolphins game against the Seahawks, and it was not an injury-related decision.
I think I told you this when we first started like ranking the players. I didn't like Jay Ajayi, and I, by peer pressure, started to come around and saying I like Jay Ajayi.
And I wonder if it's the same thing that they ran into last season, because wasn't it last year when the coaches were saying that he wasn't willing to block, and if he's not gonna start if he can't block, if he doesn't want to block. I wonder if it has anything to do with that.
He's just a douche.
The Saints have released C.J. Spiller. You think you'll get a chance with another team?
I don't know. Somebody in our league, I forgot what team it was,
picked up
C.J. Spiller and some other free agent.
Is this in the podcast league, the Dynasty?
No.
In the Cheddar. In the other one? Really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
They must know something that I don't know.
Yeah, unless they're just saying, well, I'll take a chance.
Well, and I see their logic. I mean, you look at a team like Miami, Arian Foster hasn't played a full season.
Right.
So if you're thinking he's going down and they don't like Jay Ajayi,
which he usually does.
Yeah. It might not be the worst thing.
All right. So that brings us to our week one point scoring leaders in fantasy football. This is probably not going to be any surprise to most of you. But your number one quarterback, as you know, because it won you $5.
That's right.
Andrew Luck of the Colts. 385 yards on 31 completions. And I was the one saying he was never going to be. Now, again, it's 1 week. Yes. They ended up losing the game.
Knock on wood.
But the top scoring quarterback in fantasy football last week. Drew Brees, the old short man from New Orleans, number two.
He can still let it fly.
Now, this is how well Andrew Luck did. Well, because Luck also had 21 yards rushing. But Drew Brees threw for 423 yards.
Right.
28 completions. They both had four touchdowns. But Andrew Luck outscored Drew Brees by just a couple points. Number three, Alex Smith. That surprised the hell out of me.
That's a shocker.
Another guy, 363 yards passing.
Has he ever thrown over three? I mean, I'm sure he has thrown over.
This makes me look dumb because I'm like, there is. In fact, I think did I bet against Kansas City last week? I don't know. I don't remember. Jameis Winston, number four. That doesn't help me out.
Yeah. Oh, with the rainbow bet that you said he's going to be out of the league in five years?
Like I said, I still have 3 years to go on that because screw up.
Speaking of Jameis, too.
Yes.
Interesting show on Showtime. Have you? You still have Showtime, right?
No.
Oh, you lost it. Okay. They're following the.
Oh wait, no. Do I have Showtime?
They're following the Florida State Seminoles this year.
Oh, really?
And Jameis is
always there, getting his pretty smug much as, on camera.
Yeah,
because he was at their first football game too.
That's the one. That's where the one.
Man.
It's where, a pretty cool documentary.
They were getting their ass kicked in the first half, and he went in there and gave a fiery halftime speech.
That's right.
Apparently
that's,
the coaches couldn't do it.
Well, they couldn't because Jimbo can't talk. I mean, he's losing his voice.
Oh, I know. It sounded horrible. So Jameis Winston, number four, finishing out the top ten. Matthew Stafford, number five. 340 yards passing.
Another shocker, don't you think? One expected Matthew Stafford losing Kelvin Johnson to be there. But I did.
Well, I know. You know things.
I know things.
Matt Ryan, my boy, was number six.
That one definitely was a shocker.
Another surprise for me, Aaron Rodgers, number seven.
Yeah, that's number a surprise.
Number eight, Cam Newton. Number nine, Derek Carr. Number 10, Eli Mouth Breather Manning. He's going to... Okay. I think I have him on my must starts. Do I? I do.
Oh,
so we won't get into this. Eli Manning against the Saints this weekend.
It's gonna be like
you don't even think about it,
right?
Running backs, number one guy. Here it is. Kansas City's gonna light up the season this year. Spencer Ware, who you were saying, Spencer Ware's the man. He's gonna be the guy. He had 70 yards rushing. 129 yards receiving, one touchdown and that's 129 yards receiving from a guy who can barely throw the ball.
Is there a timetable when Jamaal Charles is?
I don't know. He's not playing again this week.
Right.
He's still out.
And this is still from the knee injury for?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's still from last season, right?
Yep.
C.J. Anderson of Denver. 92 yards rushing, 47 receiving, two touchdowns. Theo Riddick, number three. Who'd have thought?
I have one of those guys.
45 rushing, 63 receiving, two touchdowns. Danny Woodhead, number four.
Now,
we have a white guy in the top five.
That's pretty impressive.
89 rushing, 31 receiving. He had one touchdown. And then number five, DeMarco Murray. 42 rushing, 35 receiving, two touchdowns. Finishing off the top 10, David Johnson, your guy.
Love him.
Amir Abdullah, two guys from Detroit.
I'm in a quandary, by the way, on David Johnson this weekend.
Why?
Well, I have him in the Cheddarhead League.
Yes, and you're playing against me in another one?
Playing against him in the podcast league. Oh. And the podcast league, the guy's already got 31 points with Matt Forte.
Oh.
So now do I root for David Johnson?
Or do you just start somebody else and
yeah.
pull a Henry? It's like, well, I didn't want to go up against a defense with my quarterback.
That's right.
Oh, man. See, this is the problem you run into when you're in more than one league.
Yes, it is.
Because that happened to me last week. I thought on Monday, I thought, oh, I have a chance. And I'm like, wait, no, I'm going against him in this league. I'm playing him in this league. So what do you want? Do I want to win in one and lose it? Oh,
that's
sucked. Yeah. Amir Abdullah, Matt Forte, Lamar Miller, and Melvin Gordon is back.
Melvin Gordon.
And he only had 57 yards, but he had two touchdowns. And he made the top 10.
Wow.
Receivers, A.J. Green, number one. 180 yards receiving and a touchdown. 12 receptions. In your PPR leagues, that's called gold.
Yes, it is.
Brandon Cooks was helped with 143 yards, 98 of those on one play, 6 catches.
Yeah, that's going to help that average, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say, in your leagues where you get an average.
That'll help.
That helps. 2 touchdowns. He also had 11 yards rushing. Willie Snead, number 2 and number 3, both from New Orleans. Willie Snead, 172 yards and a touchdown. Wow. Larry Fitzgerald, the guy that's going to retire, number 4. Jordan Matthews, 5. Jordan Matthews, 114 yards and a touchdown.
Now, there was a shocker. Did you think Philadelphia? I guess you picked Philly to finish second. Still shocked that they.
Well, I'm because when I picked Philly, I didn't know. Yeah, it wasn't going to be the guy from the Bison.
He looked pretty.
He looked really good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which I thought he was going to be the worst out of all the rookie quarterbacks. And two of them aren't even playing. One of them is playing only because Tony Romo's hurt.
Right. Now I want to go back on our bets. Did you and I pick Carson Wentz as a possible rookie of the year?
No.
Because
we never thought
he was going to play. I mean, at that point they were saying he's a third string quarterback.
Yes, they weren't even going to dress him. He wasn't even going to get dressed for the game. He was going to be sitting at home in his underwear watching the game on TV. And then all of a sudden, we're going to trade Sam Bradford, and Carson Wentz is our number one guy. He went from not even dressing to being the starter.
So if you're
with hurt ribs.
So if you're Chase Daniels right now, how do you feel?
I am horrible. The rest of the top 5, Doug Baldwin of Seattle, 92 and a touchdown. Amari Cooper, a guy we both like.
Love.
I think I have him as, did I have him as my MVP candidates or no? 137. Will Fuller, rookie.
Now, this was a shocker, I thought.
5 receptions, 170 yards, and a touchdown.
That's a big game for a rookie.
From Brock Osweiler. We were worried about him, too. Mohamed Sanu, the top Atlanta receiver. You would thought it would be Julio Jones, but no.
And Julio got a little dinged up, didn't he?
Yeah, he hurt his ankle. And Kelvin Benjamin rounds out your top 10, 6 receptions, 91 yards, and a touchdown.
Kelvin looked really good.
What do I have here? Oh, yeah, we have to go through tight ends because the number one pickup on your waiver wire this week, Mr. Doyle from Indiana. 3 catches, 35 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was targeted 4 times. This is a stat you like, the targets.
I love that. That means they're getting the ball thrown to him.
Yep. Julius Thomas, number 2. Dwayne Allen, 2 Indianapolis tight ends in the top 5. Jason Witten and Eric Ebron, number 5. Greg Olson, Kelsey, Tammy, Ertz, and Kyle Rudolph finish off your top 10. And then we finish off with your top defenses.
Oh, my.
You ready for this?
I am so ready.
Since they can't score on offense, Minnesota has to be your top defense. 27 fantasy points. The Eagles, second with 16.
Now that one
surprised me.
Yeah, and I wouldn't bet on that one for the future.
That's not gonna happen. They're playing Cleveland. Seahawks, 16 points. Dolphins with 15. Texans with 15. That's your top five. Finishing off your top 10, Carolina Panthers, Baltimore Ravens, the Bills, the Jets, the Cardinals. The team with the easiest schedule, the Green Bay Packers, were...
I don't want to hear it. Yeah, they were way down
13
there.
13 with 10 points.
Yeah.
Which brings us to your must-starts and your guys you should probably just leave sitting on your bench. You want to start with your quarterback? Who's your must-start guy?
This week,
yes,
is going to be, I hate to say it, David Johnson.
For quarterbacks.
Oh, for quarterbacks. I'm sorry.
Start with quarterbacks.
Okay.
You gave up your running back already.
Damn. Oh, it's an easy one. Eli Manning, I think.
Yeah, he's my number two guy. But, yeah, I mean, going up against New Orleans Saints, that, and here's another easy bet. Although I didn't make it in my picks.
Right.
The over, which was 55. If you don't put some cash down on that.
Yeah, that's.
Because neither one has a good defense.
But now I want to say, there's a reason why they put that number at.
55. Yep.
Okay.
My number one guy, Matthew Stafford against Tennessee.
Wow. That's actually going to be my second pick.
Yeah. Since my favorite guy, Jim Bob Cooter, began as offensive coordinator for the Lions, Matthew Stafford has been averaging almost 21 fantasy points per game. We are talking 23 touchdown passes to only 4 interceptions. That's Aaron Rodgers' numbers.
But he's no Aaron Rodgers.
The Tennessee pass defense gave up 236 yards passing to a quarterback who didn't realize he was even starting a game until earlier this week. The Titans ranked 16th on pass defense. The Lions have a much better receiving squad than the Vikings do. I think Stafford has a chance to do better than he did last week.
Wow, now that's saying something.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, other stars are like, I agree with you, Eli Manning. I also like Derek Carr.
Wow, you and I are...
questionable Atlanta defense.
It kind of reminds me of the Giants-Saints game.
Yes.
I think there's going to be...
A lot of points.
A lot of points scored there.
And now this... isn't just me being an ass kisser, but I also like Marcus Mariota against Detroit. Yeah?
No.
No.
Okay. No. No.
All right. I like Marcus Mariota against Detroit.
Okay. But see, now you're actually sounding like me. I thought we were going with the top three this.
Oh, I'm sorry. So
you had to go.
I just had to throw in Marcus.
Okay.
Quarterback, don't bother. These are the guys, you know, if you see them on your roster, just leave them sitting on the bench. Use them some other week. And you're going to be tempted by my first guy because he did so well last week, but do not be fooled.
Okay.
Alex Smith against Houston.
Oh, I like that.
You will never see 28 fantasy points out of Alex Smith again. Right?
No.
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
I don't like Alex Smith against anyone. He is going to need to improve to prove a whole lot to me before I would ever think of counting him to get me those points again. Facing Houston, who has a much tougher defense than San Diego.
I would agree.
Houston has given up less than 290 passing yards in their last 12 games.
So my first guy would probably be Case Keenum, I think.
Oh, that's probably a good pick.
I don't think you would ever start anybody from L.A.
No.
As your starting quarterback. You have to be pretty desperate.
They got 0 points last week.
They're just terrible. And I think I told you, too, Tavon Austin.
Looked horrible.
Didn't want to catch
no,
the ball.
No, he was quitting.
Yeah, he quit on like 3 plays for sure that I saw, then I went to bed.
The prime game that the NFL pushed on us last week,
right,
because of the LA Rams, was the worst game I have ever seen up until Thursday this week.
I would agree with you on that.
Horrible. Other don't bothers for me, Jay Cutler against Eagles. Eagles are not as bad as you think. Jay Cutler, on the other hand, is.
Oh, see, now I'm actually thinking Jay Cutler is a start.
You think so?
Yep.
Mm. I don't like him. You know, the receivers are questionable at best. Now that I got rid of Alshon Jeffrey.
Right.
Not good.
not good.
Good luck with him, Justin. And as hard as this is for me to say, since he is on my team, Matt Ryan against Oakland. He averages 15 fantasy points in his last 8 road games.
Yeah, those Oakland linebackers are causing a lot of problems out there.
And the scary thing is I have to start Matt Ryan this week against you, so enjoy that.
Okay, thanks.
Who are your guys to keep on the bench?
Okay, you're going to be shocked at my last guy.
Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Oh.
But number 2, I went Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, yeah.
I went with real obvious, but then I wanted to finish it off strong.
Okay,
this is a guy I'm actually benching. I'm not going to play Andrew Luck this week.
What?
I
against me? You're not playing Andrew Luck? Thank you.
No, well,
because you have him in the cheddar, don't you?
Well, actually, see, now I'm going to really sound contradicting. I'm playing Andrew Luck this week, kind of like. Because
I have to play Matt Ryan?
Right.
Because you have to?
I have to. But if I had my choice, like I did in a couple other leagues.
If you had another backup.
I actually started Derek Carr, which I think we talked about as top 3. So, yeah, Denver's defense scares me. They can look really, really good.
Yep. Has Aqib Talib found out who shot him yet?
No, but he actually looked...
He looked really good.
He looked good.
For having a hole in his legs.
Exactly.
Amazing. Running back must starts. My number one guy, and this is probably...
My number one guy.
C.J. Anderson against the Colts. Oh, no, you had David Johnson.
David Johnson was my number one.
C.J. Anderson went off against the Panthers. Indianapolis Colts are nowhere near the Panthers when it comes to defense. The Colts are as vanilla as their uniforms. They gave up 47 fantasy points to running backs in week 1. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I like it.
You had David Johnson from what I understand.
Yes, they're playing Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to come off a game where they thought they should have won.
They probably should have won.
I think they're going to come back strong. They're going to feed the ball to David Johnson a lot, I think.
And I just found out I have 3 more other must-starts, so who are yours, since I'm breaking the rules again?
Let's see. I got Rashad Jennings, because I just think...
Oh, I got him too, against the Saints.
Yep. I think that's going to be an offensive... And then also T.J. Yeldon.
I have T.J. Yeldon also.
Wow. You
San
and I
Diego are... defense is horrible, and same goes for the Saints.
On one of my lists here, can you believe LeGarrette Blount is... on the top of their list?
As a must start?
As a must start.
That doesn't surprise me. The guy is, for some reason, I don't know what it is about New England, but they make guys that are average everywhere else. Right.
But I just can't trust Bill Belichick.
Because it's going to be LeGarrette and James White and anybody else they can put back there.
Right.
They'll pull a Green Bay and they'll put Randall Cobb or Amendola back there and...
So finish off your...
My other must-start is Eddie Lacy against Minnesota.
Really?
He's averaged 18 fantasy points on the road against the Vikings in the last 3 games he's played against them.
Here's my un-Homer-ish viewpoint.
Plus...
I love the Vikings defense. So
here's the thing I just found out. Where did I just find it out? They'll be without 2 prominent defenders for Sunday's matchup. Xavier Rhodes and Sharif Floyd were officially ruled out on Friday.
Okay, Sharif Floyd's the bigger of the two, the bigger worry.
Yeah,
because he's an interior defensive lineman.
Yeah, and well, with Eddie Lacy,
right?
Yes.
Yeah,
but Rhodes was hurt in the pregame warm-ups last week, injured his knee, and he was unable to practice all week.
I'm staying away from Eddie Lacy.
Yep.
I mean, you obviously have to start him because he's probably your number one.
Well, yeah. Pretty close to number one.
Yeah, or at worst, your number two running back.
Yeah, that's That also makes one of the reasons why I made my bets the way I did too. But okay, running back don't bothers. Your number one guy.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Eddie Lacy.
Pretty obvious. I'm going Carlos Hyde. I mean, it's not obvious, but Carlos Hyde, I just don't see him doing
it. He didn't look good last week against a team that was playing horribly.
Yeah, I just, and they're playing Carolina this week, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, much better than the Rams defense.
Yeah, much better.
My number one guy, Frank Gore against Denver.
Ooh, I don't like to hear that.
The words Frank Gore and reliable just do not go together. Just because you are in 48 of your team's plays does not make you reliable.
Are you trying to hint to me that I shouldn't play Frank Gore?
No, you should play Frank Gore. Okay. Did I have on the don't bother? He should have been my must-start.
Oh, okay.
Add to that the fact that he is going up against a Broncos stubborn defense that gave up only 9 points rushing to the Panthers. And it looks like a long day for both Gore and the rest of his team. Other don't bothers for me, Amir Abdullah against Tennessee. The Titans gave up only 31 rushing yards to Adrian Peterson. As old as Peterson is, Abdullah is still no Adrian Peterson. Jeremy Hill against Pittsburgh. Steelers had held Hill to 6 fantasy points in 4 matchups. He also never scored a touchdown against the Steelers. And Doug Martin against Arizona.
Oh, that's one of my picks.
There isn't much to like about the Cardinals so far this year. However, their defense against the run is one of the bright spots they have right now.
I would totally agree with that one.
Your other don't bothers other than Doug Martin then are?
And Carlos Hyde was one.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Eddie Lacy, you still don't like him?
No. Oh, I like him. I mean, he's a start. And here's another guy you got to start, Todd Gurley. I'm not expecting him. I don't know how you can bench a number one running back.
Yeah, you can't.
But I just don't like him this week. I really don't. They're playing Seattle. And the Rams offense, they don't look like they're at all together as a unit.
Right, and Gurley didn't really do that well last week.
Right, and that's San Francisco's defense.
And I just traded for him. Son of a bitch.
Story of your life.
Wide receiver must starts. Your number one guy?
I'm going with a hot hand. I'm going A.J. Green.
Are you?
Yep.
A.J. Green against, and who are they playing this week? I don't even remember now.
Hold on. Sorry. My screen went blank on me.
My number one guy.
Pittsburgh.
Oh,
so it's going to be a good, it's going to be a big game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, rematch of the championship game last year.
Where all the fighting was going on.
Yep. My number one guy, DeSean Jackson against Dallas. Frankly, I'll take any of the Washington Redskins receivers against the Cowboys defense, but I had to only pick one, and that would be DeSean Jackson. He scored 12 fantasy points in each of his last 3 games against the Cowboys. And in one of those games, he caught 136 yards worth of passes. Dallas defense is probably the worst it's been in the last few years. And I see DeSean Jackson lighting it up this weekend.
Okay. My number two guy, I think it should be a no-brainer. We've been talking about this offensive output that we're expecting to see.
Yes.
I'm going OBJ.
I said, give me any of the giant receivers.
Yeah, really.
Against New Orleans.
I just don't. New Orleans defense hasn't done anything.
Terrible.
They're terrible.
Well, Rob Ryan wrecked them.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You just hate the Ryans.
No, I don't. I just think everywhere they go, they destroy whatever team they're on. Or whatever team they're coaching.
Coaching, right.
It's terrible. They don't belong in the league. Just because their dad was a big-time Super Bowl-winning defensive coordinator,
right,
doesn't mean the boys can pick up the same thing.
That's right.
Who else do you have on there?
And then my third receiver would be Kelvin Benjamin. I'm expecting a huge.
Really?
Yeah. He was targeted 12 times last week. And like I said, that's a big thing for me. So I'm expecting they're going to try to get him the ball. I mean, why not? The guy's huge.
With Demaryius Thomas hurting, my next guy would be Emmanuel Sanders against the Colts. Sanders should get a bulk of reception targets against that soft Colts pass defense.
Yeah, but we're talking about Trevor Siemian throwing him the ball. You do realize that.
Yes, but he did all right. He managed the game. he did what Peyton Manning did the season before. Right?
Sure. Okay. Let's go with that.
Like you always say, somebody's got to catch the ball.
That's true.
Wide receiver don't bothers, and this one hurts because, again, it's one of my guys. Randall Cobb against Minnesota. He caught only 57 yards against the Jaguars in week one, but some of that can be put on the shoulders of Mike McCarthy, who still can't figure out how to call a game in the third quarter when his team is leading.
Wow. I'm shocked that you'd... I would have went with the other Green Bay wide receiver.
Devontae
Adams.
Vikings have held Cobb to about 36 yards per game in his 7 career games against them. That hurts.
That hurts.
Your number one guy to leave on the bench?
Was Devontae.
Devontae?
Yep.
Other don't bothers for me, John Brown against Tampa Bay. It's hard to start any receiver not named Floyd or Fitzgerald for the Cardinals right now. Carson Palmer is just too slow, old, and not sharp right now. Until he gets back in the game, I'm benching.
You'd benching him. Okay. My other guy is Tavon Austin. Obviously, I think you've heard my feeling on him.
I have any Rams receiver versus Seattle.
That's probably a good pick. I like your way of saying it than mine.
I could get more players in there. Any Rams receiver, don't play.
Wow, am I rubbing off on you?
Well, you know, I got to get the best I can.
Okay.
And your final guy?
Torrey Smith, they were fun to watch, I thought, last week.
Yeah.
I just think their slot guys are going to be more important for their offense.
Okay.
So, Torrey Smith I don't like, but I do like, if I'm going to start any wide receiver out of San Francisco, it's going to be either Curley or Patton.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
My last guy, Dez Bryant against the Redskins. He had only one catch last week and spent most of the day pouting. Same old Dez Bryant.
Wow.
That's it for our must starts and guys you should leave on the bench. It's time to make you some money.
Ooh, yes. Here we go.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I got to warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
And we're back. It's time to put our money where our mouth is. Last week, we did not start off well. We were both 2-3 on our picks.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah, my idea of going against the teams that are using replacement quarterbacks didn't work well at all. Not well at all. So we changed it up this week. Did you do college games?
I did do some college games. All right.
You want to start with college or you want to start with the NFL?
Let's start college.
All right, college.
Like I said, that's probably, I got the most on that one too, I think.
Like I said in the teaser for today's show, my first one was Houston -8.5 against
Cincinnati.
Against Cincinnati. So, and like I was telling you when I called you, when I was making that recording, there was 6 to 10 minutes left, and they were down by 4 points. And I got back down after doing the recording. The game was over, and they had somehow scored 26-some points to win 40-16.
That offense is pretty good.
I know, but I was watching. They were moving the ball over the place. They just couldn't score. I'm like, shit, I'm going to lose this. But, all right, your first game.
Well, you should know that my first game is going to definitely be the Georgia Bulldogs.
You're taking Georgia?
Oh, I have to. I mean,
you're the Hartford Bulldogs.
Well, I'm the Hartford Bulldogs.
You got a Bulldog at home.
I had two of them at home. Okay. So.
What are they giving up?
They're giving up 7 points to Missouri. I know it's a game at Missouri.
And that's also a...
But I love...
I know, Missouri's not in the SEC. They're in Big 12, right?
No, I think they're... Well, maybe...
This is a whole pro and amateur thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I just love... who's the running back for Georgia?
I'm a chubby girl.
Chubby. Yeah.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah. So
he looks really good.
He does. I mean, Heisman watch and everything. So
my other college game is Colorado Buffaloes versus the Michigan Wolverines. I took Colorado. They're getting 21 points in this game. I don't know how you give any team coached by Jim Harbaugh a 21-point edge.
I don't know.
They haven't played anyone yet.
I know, but that game scares me. Jim Harbaugh.
I mean, they look good in those two games against Northwestern Southern Technical College, but, you know, this is Colorado. This is one of the fast teams from the Pac-12.
I'm staying away from that game. Because I can't stand Jim Harbaugh either.
I can't stand him.
For some reason, I'm looking
in Walmart khakis.
If I'm going to have to say I would go against you on this
one. Would you?
Yes. Oh.
All right, your next game.
Next game. I don't know a whole lot about these two teams.
Okay.
But I'm being the Big Ten homer, and I'm taking Illinois over Western Michigan. Illinois is getting three, so that seemed like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I watched Western Michigan.
Do they look pretty
good? They look pretty good for a little MAC team. I stayed away from that game because
they're playing a Big Ten school.
You might get a push out of that.
We'll see if that seemed to work for
it
you.
It helps on your parlay, at least.
That's right.
My next game, Texas Longhorns versus the Cal Bears. I have Texas minus 8. Cal just does not look good this year. And I think after that week one game where Texas just crushed Notre Dame, I think Texas is for real. And I'll give up those 8 points on this game, and I'll take Texas over Cal.
I think I have that game also.
Do you?
Yes.
My next game then, you have that one?
Yep, I do.
And then my next game is Washington State. Now, they're giving up 25 points to Idaho, and I know you're going to say, Dave, they lost both their first games, and they got beat bad. But Idaho is bad. And you have Washington State with their air raid offense with the coach that got kicked out of Texas Tech. And a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
I like Washington State. I'll give up those 25 points and hope this doesn't screw up my college parlay. Your next game?
My next game, I'm going with the U.
You're going with Miami?
I'm going Miami over
Appalachian State.
Yep, and Miami giving 4 points. I just don't think it's a lot of points.
Yeah, and they should be able to
beat
them with their new coach and team that's out there to win everything. My game, and this is not just my little green and gold glasses on, but I am taking the Oregon Ducks.
I got that one too.
Plus the 3 points against Nebraska. I don't know what the wise guys in Vegas are thinking making the spread like this, but I don't see how those fat farmers from Nebraska.
I just don't see it either.
Can keep up with the speed of Oregon. They have one of the best running backs in college football that doesn't get any publicity. And I think by the end of the, or I should say middle of the third quarter, Nebraska is just going to be on all four just trying to get some air.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm shocked that Oregon.
I had to look at this one twice. Is that a plus? Like, okay, maybe I don't know anything, but oh well. And you have that game also?
I have that game also.
All right, so my next game then is, okay, this is another one I'm worried about, but not too worried. Not as worried as I am about Washington State. I have the Oklahoma Sooners plus 3 against Ohio State.
I'm glad you picked that game. Because that's the one I went against you on.
You did? You took Ohio State?
I just can't stand Ohio State, so that's one of those
Can't stand Ohio State either. But, I mean, that's not the reason I went against them, because that's a stupid reason to bet, as I learned last year. But I...
Well, you must have rubbed off on me, because that's why I'm...
But I... again, Ohio State hasn't played anyone.
Yeah, but Oklahoma... Houston, like, didn't they beat them?
Well, Houston's ranked number 6 in college football.
I agree, but...
And they scored 30 points in less than 6 minutes.
I just... Oklahoma did not look good in that game against Houston. And I just, Ohio State's got all the All-Americans like they do every other year, so.
All right. Well, yeah, all the best players money can buy.
Right, pretty much.
Okay.
Here's a game I should have probably stayed away from, but I just can't believe LSU is going to be that bad 2 weeks in a row.
No.
So I actually picked LSU over Mississippi State. I know Mississippi State's defense is still pretty much intact from last year.
But they don't look as good as last year.
Right.
And LSU, like I have them winning the NCAA championship, but that didn't look as good after week one.
Right.
But they played last week without Leonard Fournette. And granted, it was what? A middle Arkansas Southern State or something like that.
Right.
Without Leonard Fournette. Now they've settled on their quarterback. They got a different quarterback now. So I actually like that pick.
Yeah, they're giving up 13.5. I don't like the half, but.
Well, 14 points still wins it for you.
There you go.
Two touchdowns. My final game in college, Stanford Cardinal. Another team I can't stand. But giving up 9 points against USC.
Is it because they beat your Ducks all the time?
Or? Yeah, they usually do a good number on my Ducks. But USC seems to keep losing players to the police. Like they can't stay out of trouble.
Oh, okay.
Getting kicked off the team, this guy for this offense, another guy. It's like every time I turn around, I hear my score app ringing because I have USC highlighted on the things as, give me alerts. Every time I pick it up, it's like somebody's not playing this week because of some crime they committed. So I went and parlayed all those games.
As I did too.
Okay, $5 parlay on all them. All right, which moves us to the NFL. This was not so tough for me.
Really?
I thought it was going to be more difficult. My first game, I went with the Green Bay Viking matchup. And I took the Green Bay Packers -3 points over Minnesota. With those two guys hurt on defense, I can't imagine how they don't win by at least 6 points.
I just stay away from any Green Bay game. I just
because you don't want to have to.
I just
lose the game and lose a bet.
Right, exactly.
Well, I actually doubled up on that because I also took the over 44. And some guy on the radio was trying to talk me out of that, saying that this is going to be a low-scoring game, but I don't see it. Packers might score 35 on their own. your game?
Well, I'm going to go with the double up on the Giants-Saints game. I'm taking the Giants to cover the 4.5.
Yes, probably a good pick.
And I'm actually going to take the over. I don't know why.
No, the over seems like it's like here's a free gift.
Right. And
it's only 55, right?
I have 53.
Oh, 53? Okay. I like you said, they make those lines like this for a reason.
And
I don't think it's high enough.
I don't think so either. I mean, I got to do quick math. So we're thinking, 27.
Yeah, 27 a team. So 28 to 24 wins you that?
No.
No. Okay, 28 to 30?
I'm thinking one of these two teams is going to be in the 30s for sure.
Oh, yeah. That you know, I'm more worried about your other pick because you have to have the right side of the bet. I mean, not that I know which one is, not that I would take New Orleans. I'm just saying that pick seems more difficult to make than that over under 53 points.
I probably agree with you on that, but
which is why I stayed away from it. My other game, the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Chicago Bears. I'm getting Philadelphia +3, and I'm going off the idea that Carson Wentz is the real deal, which might.
You and I are going
might
against
submarine me, but I'll take the 3 points in Philadelphia. You took Chicago?
I'm actually going the opposite way because I just don't think Philadelphia is as good as they played Cleveland. I'm telling you.
Yes, that's true. That's like my, Ohio State's.
My high school team, Hartford Orioles, could probably beat Cleveland right now. I mean, there's talk that Cleveland's trying to get rid of Josh Gordon again now, too. Trade.
Oh, yeah. There's all that talk back and forth about, no, we're not trading him. Okay, well, we'll listen.
I mean, they're trading everybody. They traded two first-round picks or two of their first-round picks in the past few years.
Wow.
I still think they're trying to shop Joe Thomas. And
oh, I would love him in Green Bay.
Oh, that'd be nice. But we just signed our tackle.
Bakhtiari. So you went Chicago then?
I went opposite of you, yes.
Okay.
So we're going to get a winner out of that one.
Unless
we get a push, yeah.
All right, my next game again. I don't know why I'm doing this, but it sounded right at the time. The Tennessee Titans versus Detroit Lions. I'm going Tennessee plus the 6.
Wow.
I don't think Detroit's as good as their record shows at 1-0.
Okay. You really don't sound too confident.
Well, no, I'm not. You know, now that I thought these were so simple when I made the wagers earlier this week, but now, why did I take Tennessee? I'm going off the defense. I think their defense is better than what Detroit played last week against Indianapolis.
The game's in Detroit too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No weather. Marcus Mariota light it up.
There you go.
Your next game?
I'm actually going to take those Baltimore Ravens over those.
Yeah.
Terrible. The high school Cleveland Browns.
With Josh McCown now at quarterback?
That actually helps. And,
yeah, it helps Cleveland.
I think helps Cleveland. But Baltimore, I'm in love with Terrence West at running back. I think he's actually going to have a pretty decent game this week. He wasn't in my top three starts, but he is going to have, I think he's going to have a bigger game. I actually like a lot of the players, the offensive players for Baltimore. I like Joe Flacco this week, mm-hmm. and I think Steve Smith, he got a ton of targets.
Joe Flacco for Philip Rivers. Why didn't you tell me this earlier?
I still like the red rifle.
Okay.
Or the BB gun guy. I think 7 points isn't enough for Cleveland.
All right. My next game, and this is an R1, it just doesn't seem right to me, but Tampa Bay getting 6.5 points against Arizona. I took Tampa Bay. I am actually going to be rooting for famous Jameis Winston this weekend.
Well, once again, we're going to get a winner off this one.
Oh, you took Arizona?
Arizona, they come off a loss. I think they're going to.
Yeah, but can they?
It's Tampa Bay. Their defense isn't there yet.
But that doesn't make Carson Palmer faster.
Well, Carson doesn't have to be faster. He's got 3 wide receivers to throw to that.
One retiring.
Well, he's going to have that big final year then.
My next game, or my final game, actually. This is another one. I think this is one I should have done the over on, but Atlanta Falcons versus Oakland.
Please tell me you're going with me.
I took Atlanta plus 5. I just think they're better than Oakland. Even though I picked Oakland to be in the Super Bowl, I think Atlanta's better in this game.
Oh, gosh, no. They're in Oakland, too.
Yeah.
Oakland's.
Oakland's going to crush them? Like I said, one of us is going to have a better record this week than the other.
And I have a feeling you and I aren't going to hit the parlays.
Well, if one of us isn't going to.
Well, that's for sure.
Because we're going against each other on, oh, shit. Yeah, and I parlayed all 6 of those games.
I actually have 7 now with.
Oh, you have
with,
another game yet?
I went with the over.
Oh, you went on that over.
So
there it is. That's your picks for this week. You can see all of them on the website, mycffl.com. I've updated last week's picks, and I've also updated the futures bets with the stats so far. And I've also updated the rainbow bets as they stand so far. So check all that out.
And you got one to add today, too. What?
You got another one to add today. The Rhines will be gone by Monday after week four. I'm counting on them losing both those games. That's the only way that works.
I agree. Is it weird for me to root for you on this one, though? Because I am kind of rooting for you on this.
Yeah, I can't stand a Ryan.
I can't.
So, and again, like we said last week, if you have picks you want to share with us, reasons why you don't like ours or something else that you like better, email us, cfflcommissioner@zoho.com or dan@strap1971@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
So, with that being done, it's time to go to the club with Johnny Manziel.
We haven't talked about him in a while.
We haven't. He hasn't really. Oh, actually, I did hear something.
Uh-oh.
It was something. It wasn't a rehab situation, but he was doing something to make himself better. I shouldn't even brought this up. I should look into it. We'll have that next week. We'll have our Johnny Manziel update.
You do a little information check.
Anyways, back to the club. It actually has been a while since we've been in the club, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
This week's Fantasy Girl, I said if you would have seen this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, you would have known her, but you haven't.
That's right. I don't get out.
She is Samantha Hoops. You want to move closer?
Oh, I think I know this girl. She was on the Dan Patrick Show a couple months ago.
Samantha Hoops. She's an American model and actress, best known for her appearance in Hardee's Most American Thick Burger ads, as well as a Sports Illustrated 50th anniversary swimsuit issue.
Well, she's in that with our girl 2 weeks ago, Hannah Ferguson, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a picture for you for the next part. Does that help you?
No, actually, the one before
the
one was...
The before was better?
Yeah.
Okay. Where was that one? Anyways, she born February 10th, 1991.
Okay.
She's 5'9". She's blonde. Yeah. she weighs 142 pounds and wears a size 2 dress.
Wow, you're giving me a lot of information. I almost feel like I have to hit these.
Her measurements are...
36. Ooh, that's got to be a D.
34D. She's small. So, I mean,
But she's 5'9 and 142
pounds, but she's only a size 2.
Wow.
So the distance around there.
Yeah, but those things are
pretty. We're talking math.
Yeah.
34D.
Okay.
Her waist.
Do I get a half a ding for the D?
There's no half.
Oh, okay. The waist, I'll go with the easy 24.
25.
Oh, I get a ding for that.
A ding because you're one. And her hips.
That picture makes her look kind of hippie.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So I'm going to go 36.
36 is correct. 34D, 25, 36, and depending on your opinion, it is either good news or bad news that her breasts are not natural.
Oh, that you can kind of tell from the picture, they're definitely not natural.
Hoops was born in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. She is the youngest of five sisters. There's five of her walking around.
Oh, jeez.
She went to Barbizon Performing Arts Academy, studying modeling and acting. She then attended Penn State University. No news as to whether she was in the shower with...
Don't go there.
Anyway, she majored in business and after changing her major from kinesiology. I don't even know what kinesiology is. Isn't that the study of studying or something like that?
Kinesiology. Isn't that... Oh, shoot.
I don't know. Kinesiology. Let me just do a quick search while you look at her pictures some more. Kinesiology.
I feel like that's something to do with,
a scientific study of human movement.
Not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Either way, she changed from kinesiology to business because you don't have to be as smart.
Exactly.
Anybody can make a business fail. She's blonde. That's all that matters. And she got out of business to do modeling.
That was a good business choice there.
They taught her how to make a good business decision. Samantha Hoops, everyone. Check her out on the website, mycffl.com, on the Fantasy Girl page. That's it for this week.
Boy, that was a pretty quick show there, wasn't it?
Not bad. Next week, we will more news and notes and more bets for you and updates on the top scoring players in fantasy football, along with another must starts and don't bothers. Don't forget your chance to win your very own copy of Madden 2017. All you got to do is subscribe to the podcast, leave a comment with your email address and name, or send us an email, DM CFFL commissioner at Zoho.com or
Strat1971 at Yahoo.com.
Send us an email. Good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. Just tell us what you like. Just tell us, hey, please put me in the drawing for the game. And remember to include your email address, although that'll be on there anyway if you send us an email. Either way, have a great week. You have 2 weeks to get that done. Until next week, be good.
Bye-bye.